There's a number of ideas for language changes here, so I'd like to take those up and maybe call on staff and see if we can reach at least largely reach agreement on amendments. So I have a proposed amendment that I think people have copies of or that Carla has copies of that I want to put on the table that says in the first resolved, now therefore be it resolved, the City Council directs PDC and OMF to proceed towards implementation of amendments to the Willamette Industrial Education Airport Way River District North Macadam and Central East Side URAs as outlined above, and here's the new language, or with modifications which equally or better meet the goals outlined above. So I'd like to propose that amendment and maybe get a second for that.
Second.
Yes, second. You.
And then there's some other suggestions as well. So who wants to be next?
Actually, Mayor, never mind. That was I would like to propose an amendment to your amendment.
Okay,
I think would be the way to phrase that. I would after the phrase "the goals outlined above."
Yes,
I would suggest adding in the first, third, and fourth whereas clauses.
Okay.
And in the next paragraph, after engage community stakeholders too, I would suggest adding consider, comma, discuss, and before the word finalize.
Okay, I will second that amendment. That set of amendments.
To consider, discuss, and finalize as opposed to simply to finalize.
Okay. So in explanation, I'll start and you should continue. And that is the reason I suggested this amendment is Commissioner Fritz and others have raised the question of in the public involvement process that is ahead in amending these URA plans, there may be other ideas brought forward, although it's important to me that we clearly state the council's intent to go forward with this package. We are conducting a legitimate public involvement process. People will propose ideas and suggestions that deserve due consideration, and therefore, if there are modifications that accomplish our purposes here, but differently than we've envisioned at this point, we want to make it clear that we're open to that, while again committing to the package as a whole. So that's the reason for my suggestions. And Commissioner Novick, you might want to elaborate on why you've suggested that language.
I suggested the language I suggested, first of all, just as to referring to the whereas clauses, I thought we need, it seemed that some of the remainder of the document was goalsy and some of it was prescriptive.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it seemed to me that it's the first, third, and fourth whereas clauses that really talk about what the goals are.
Right.
And I thought that saying engage community stakeholders to finalize seems a bit final. And my assumption was that if we're stating what we intend, not what we have completely decided, then consider, discuss, and finalize is more appropriate. I think that a statement of intent is a statement that right now we think we're going to do it. But I think it's clear that your intent is that your intent might be somewhat modified. So if we're allowing for consideration and discussion, I think that that reflects that point.
Okay.
So the other point that I just wanted to put on the table for discussion is that however we slice this, ultimately this comes back to council, and each member of council will decide whether it is the package before the council is appropriate. So we just as we cannot bind future councils, we can't anticipate every contingency, so we don't bind our votes. What we're saying is there's an intent and there's a basic roadmap. We're now saying there's a community public process that will happen in the intervening period, and there could be proposed changes during that process. And under the mayor's language, they would be tested against whether they are equal to or better than the goals above, with the modification suggested, but ultimately it's the council's decision to whether to accept the amendments when they come back. So that's the ultimate check on whether there's a robust enough public process. And am I correct on that?
I think that's a good characterization. So, Commissioner Fritz, do you have Any reactions to this or
yes,
other suggestions?
Yes, this is getting there, and I would suggest one final modification to that, now therefore be it resolved, that instead of to proceed, the current language says directs PDC and OMF to proceed towards implementation of amendments, and I would suggest it should say directs PDC and OMF to conduct a public process towards implementation. So,
well, don't you have to start preparing the amendments? I mean, I think that's...
We do. We, I think right now we, we've begun preparing the amendments, or we could begin preparing the amendments that for those that are non-substantial, and we could move forward with those that are more substantial after a few public meetings or after a public meeting. But it does take a while once you've established where your boundaries are and what your projects are to do the technical finding and go in front of the Planning and Sustainability Commission. We would do a super notice. So there is a process. And so if we want them to be effective in fiscal year 15-16, we need to be able to come back to City Council by December 1st.
So
if that's
we're
really our
yeah.
only...
That
if
was
we're
my
coming,
understanding, you're having a public process prior to yeah. December 3rd,
right.
1st.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if we're coming back to actually both the PDC Commission mm-hmm. and PC Board and the Council, because we have to, mm-hmm. then maybe there may be a middle ground here, Amanda, between where you're headed and where I'm stuck, and that is if we were to direct PDC and OMF to prepare amendments.
Mm-hmm. Well, no,
that's
I'm concerned about what
to do. That's the work we need done.
What the League of Women Voters and the Central East Side Industrial Council said is that they have not been adequately engaged.
I understand that,
yet,
but there has to be something on the table. So if they've prepared the amendments and then they go conduct a public process to have people respond to those proposed amendments, then that's what we do.
Can I help a little? I also think in as Kimberly referred to, there's a technical analysis that happens as part of preparing the amendments that in fact address, I think, some of the items that are called for in the League of Women Voters. And so literally kind of the process of preparing the amendments is a technical analysis. In as much as it's kind of a legal document, first you do a technical analysis that does findings about what are the projects, what are the opportunity sites, what are the financial analysis of the potential of those properties to generate value. And that's all part of the process that is mandated for doing the urban renewal amendment, and it would address some of the questions, and there would be a concurrent public process that would occur to share those findings, get feedback on those findings, and understand if there were any input or change.
Isn't the public process a little different this time in any event because we disbanded the URACs?
Well, it's
that's another of my concerns. It's open to broader
spectrum
suggestions and open to a broader potential and community involvement than just the URAC. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but we used to at least have a standing committee that had a perspective
and we have created the Central City Budget Advisory Committee to help us think through that, which represents former Urban Renewal Advisory Committee members. So it is a citywide or a central citywide perspective, but we do have that standing committee that would help inform us.
Mayor, it'd be helpful for me, even at this late hour, to better understand the concern that you have, because I understand that we want to take an action now so we'll have resources in our budget, and that requires that we notify the assessor and take some steps. But what's the concern that you have in terms of the scope of any changes that may percolate up through a public process? As long as we're under the 15% cap, as long as it's faithful to the spirit of this, what's an example of a consequence that would do violence to what you're trying to do?
I might want to bring Ed McNamara up because he also was involved in quite a few of these discussions with other parties. But first, we got to reassure Portland State that there's a foundation under this development agreement that we are working on with them. And so, therefore, the fact that we are eliminating an urban renewal district and moving land and adding time to another urban renewal district that encompasses much of the property that PSU cares about is foundational to the development agreement. So that's why this is more than just a vague notion. It's an intention. And then, secondly, if we're going to proceed in the planning process to assume the urbanization of those two station areas on the east side, I think we need to signal to everyone, the planners and the community, that it's our intention to add them to an urban renewal area so that people start getting the work done and figuring out what they want those areas to be. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to me that we, one, understand this is a package, and two, state our intention to proceed. Does that mean the community doesn't get to modify the proposal? Of course not. In fact, as you heard from Debbie, they've got a lot of, Debbie Kitchen, they've got a lot of issues about exactly how this Central East Side effort is going to go. Fine. That's why we're in the planning process for the comp plan, and it's why we've invited ULI in, and it's why we want to start this process of amending the URA plans.
You know, that almost argues, I'm not trying to open up another can of worms here, but since I share your concern about giving PSU certainty, because that to me is a unique situation. They were expecting an education URA. We've negotiated something else, and you've put in a letter specific commitments. Ought we not just to reference that agreement in this resolution so the framework's a little clearer?
What do you think?
You know, from my perspective, the whole package is important because, to a big extent, they're tied together. For example, the North McAdam modification is part of the PSU package. You can't pull the two of them apart. And I think that the changes that are being made to other URACs, that the folks who are at the table working at the projects and the programs that are to come out of it need to see that there's support for this package and that they're part of this package. Because it doesn't work on an individual project basis. So I think it's supremely important to PSU from a confidence standpoint, but I think it's really important to everybody else too to have something on the table in front of them that City Council says, yeah, the framework of this looks pretty good. But as always, the devil's in the details.
And the alternative would be for us to simply table this resolution until the fall, in which case the significant negative consequence would be we're not going to get the additional resources in our budget. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Right. And I think it stalls a lot of the other progress. Ed, come on up. Just grab a chair. Come on up. You can slide a chair up.
Mayor, City Council, Ed McNamara. I think you know, these are all good questions, and this has been going on really for almost a year, trying to balance all these multiple objectives. So I think the couple issues that the mayor brought up of why it's a package and why, and we're challenges, those are accurate. Another factor in holding this together as a package was to make sure that affordable housing money stays intact. And so if council wants to pick and choose, there could be consequences where there's less affordable housing money, and that was one of our commitments to make sure that affordable housing was at least as good or better off. So the intention of the amendment to say, to look at the League of Women Voters ideas and everybody else's ideas, say, yeah, if there's a better way to do this that meets all those goals, let's do it. But let's keep it together as the package that, as you pointed out, shrinks their renewal area, keeps the revenue coming, keeps affordable housing intact. It takes advantage of the opportunities in the Central East Side and South Waterfront now, because those things are happening without us. So that was the idea of keeping this as a whole package where everybody sees all the consequences, and not that anything is carved in stone right now, but make sure that those five things that we laid out, that the mayor laid out, that whatever package comes back in the fall meets all those five criteria, and doesn't pick and choose among them. So that was the balanced approach we tried to take.
In your mind, what is how does somebody in the general public who's not in the stakeholder group get to participate in these discussions between now and when it comes back?
I think there'll be I'm not an expert in this part, but I think as staff said, there's you'd super notice things. There'd be Planning and Sustainability Commission hearings. I think there's, and when I had a long talk with Debbie, she talked about the 2008 process that sounded like a good process. So I think what we haven't seen is much interest in this, but would be great is if we could run this process in a way that got more people understanding what urban renewal means and what the possibilities are and what the trade-offs are. So I think we'd want a process that encouraged that as much as possible.
So this does all the changes have to go through the Planning Sustainability Commission?
The change to the Central East Side and the and North McAdam have to go through.
That's good.
Right.
Okay.
So it's getting late, and I have two suggestions. One is if we can get to something close to closure on language, let's do so. And then two, let's carry this over because we have a handwritten mess of a document at this point, and I'm happy we've had this discussion, and carry it over to next week for a vote. I believe we can do that and still give the tax assessor notice in time, right?
Yeah, so ideally we would be able to give that to them today because it would need to go into our proposed budget, but I think we can make changes to the until the 20th. Is that right?
Okay. No one's running screaming from the room.
Jonas is still checking.
Jonas, are you running screaming from the room? Well, it may, and maybe it would be better. Let's see if we're ready to do this. If I could read this language aloud and see if the council's ready to vote on the language as amended. And again, this is a resolution that directs action, doesn't make final decisions, but it starts the process. So let me read what I now have. And again, Amanda, if I haven't captured what you were looking for here, let me know. This is the version of the first resolved that I have in front of me now with my notes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council directs PDC and OMF, here's my new version, to prepare proposed amendments to the Willamette Industrial Education Airport Way River District North McAdam and Central Eastside URAs as outlined above, or with modifications which equally or better meet the goals outlined in the first, third, and fourth whereas clauses. So notice that I've said prepare proposed amendments, because that's what they are. They're not amendments until they're adopted by the PDC board and the City Council. And preparing the amendments opens the door to a public involvement process, which we are free to determine and which is not prescripted by this resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's elegant.
And then I followed that. Now, what about?
And then Steve's. I was assuming Steve's amendment's already there, which is to add the words consider, discuss, and after the word to in the final line of the second resolved. So I would. Let me move those as amendments and see if there's
Let's
a second.
Let's move that as Package A amendments.
Okay, Package A is moved. So is there a second
I'll
for
second that?
That? Okay. Now, any further discussion of that?
So, Mayor, let me just make sure I can state the legislative intent so that we are all in agreement with that as well. It is the intent of the city to do a public process consistent with its past practice of these proposed amendments, and through that public process there may be suggestions for changes which would have to meet the test set forth here, and in the fall the amendments that come through the public process would come back to us for review and a vote.
That's right.
Have I stated the process?
Correct.
The only other thing I can see that would enhance this, Mayor, is to offer a friendly amendment to fully fund the tree code. But I think
it is late in the day.
I think that would be seen as inappropriate, even in the absence of one of our colleagues, Ed. It might be seen as inappropriate. So I will withhold offering that amendment.
All right.
But do we have agreement on that? Commissioner,
that work for you?
Yeah, I think
Fritz?
That works. Thank
okay.
you,
Commissioner Novick.
Do we, in the last bit resolved, do we need to say, do all the amendments have to go to the Planning Commission? Does the Planning Commission rule on getting rid of things?
They do not. I mean, they're just changing.
It's just the substantial amendments.
Yeah, if we're shrinking a district and not changing anything else, then they don't have to.
Actually, I have one final amendment.
I will
stop
we
us before
we
amend
it.
It's a typo. Be it further in the last resolved as required. I don't think we want to require things by statute.
No, I think they may have gotten that right. For formal approval, as required by statute, because we're following the
version
state.
I have says by statute, not statute.
Oh, statute. You're correct. It is a typo. Duly noted. We will change statute to statute on that one.
And like Commissioner Fish, I too refrain from offering an amendment that I'm tempted to offer, which is that after community stakeholders, we should say, including but not limited to those named Debbie.
Okay. I think we're getting punchy, but maybe to some consensus, and therefore can go ahead and take a vote on this resolution as amended.
Well, first the amendment.
First a vote on the amendments as articulated more or less here. Is anyone confused about the language in front of us? Because this is important. I don't want to be flippant about that. Okay. So a roll call, please, on the amendment package A.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And then any further discussion before we vote on the resolution? Then a roll call on the resolution, please.
Fish?
Well, I have to say, Mayor, this has been a day of terrific debates and public process around a number of issues. And for those of you who haven't had enough, we'll be taking about a five-minute break moving to our evening session, budget modifications out of sequence. I want to begin by thanking Ed McNamara for his shuttle diplomacy and all the time and energy he put into this. And I think he has a little more gray, Mayor, now than he did a year ago. But we appreciate the I appreciate the focus on protecting the affordable housing dollars. And the League of Women Voters calls that out specifically in the letter to the mayor. That's very important to me conceptually, but it's also very important to me because it was the primary reason I supported the education URA. PSU was 1B. 1A was, at a time of diminished resources, we did not have a better option to generate funds for affordable housing. So Ed, thanks for faithfully following through on making sure that was protected. Mayor, you were the one who put this issue on the table. Any buyer's remorse now, looking back?
Is this, you
wish done something like an easier lift? Like, there are a lot of moving pieces here, and I think we're signaling in our discussion and this excellent council discussion that there's a lot of work to be done, not just at the staff level, but engaging the community. And we don't want to foreclose getting feedback from the community and other ideas about how we can structure this. Ultimately, the goal for me is to have an urban renewal package that meets a couple of goals. One is to create increment so we can pay off the debt. And we create increment by investing in the kind of activity that generally produces jobs and adds to the value of real estate. And I would like us to be very strategic as we do that, because we have a five-year track record, in my view, of doing that quite well. Second, we have a 30% set aside that allows us to invest in housing. This is called an opportunity area. And for those of you who were here earlier for the excellent presentation from the Housing Bureau, an opportunity area is where, under our dual-track investment strategy, we want to invest in distressed areas to raise the level of the stock. We also want to invest in opportunity areas so that people who choose to live there get the amenities of an area that has more infrastructure and perhaps more developed institutions. And this gives us that opportunity. It's late in the day. This has been a long and, I think, quite thoughtful process here. And you put the marker down, and I think this has been brought to a good conclusion. So thank you for your leadership. Ed, thanks for your work. To our friends at PDC, Kimberly, and the whole team, thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Well, I'm honored to be part of a council that is signaling its intent to scale back one of our longstanding URAs. So to that in particular, I say, Rip City, all right. thanks to staff at PDC, and thanks to my colleagues for a good presentation and an interesting discussion, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz?
Nicely succinct. Thanks to the mayor and Ed McNamara for all the work on this, the PDC, and everybody who's worked so hard on this, the staff here, the League of Women Voters, and the Central East Side Industrial Council are two of the groups that I always look to for expert advice, and so I greatly appreciate your diligence on this. The positives of the resolution are that some of them are that Portland State University and Multnomah County are both very supportive, and so I appreciate the mayor working with President Vivelle on that, and I'm glad to see that PSU is satisfied with the proposal. I'm looking forward to hearing from the public as to whether they too support the proposal. Some of the urban renewal districts do need to be retired, and the Willamette Industrial is an example of something that we tried, and it turns out that urban renewal isn't quite the tool to use to get industrial areas and brownfields cleaned up, so we'll have to look for other strategies on that. PSU will be able to get the present value rather than waiting for decades, and the city will be getting $1.5 million in the budget, some of which I hope will be used to fully fund the tree code. The negatives are that we're expanding the Central East Side District without the council taking a position, which makes me anxious. We're expanding North McAdam, and again, we've had really not had much of a public process to discuss those. This hearing has been excellent, I think, in the quality of the testimony and the debating of the real issues. And I particularly appreciate Commissioner Novick's amendment that would actually allow that as the result of this process, we could decide that we're not going to expand some of the districts. That is a possibility. I am bowing to the obvious fact that the council as a whole does intend to do these things. I am troubled by that word in the whereas clauses because I didn't feel that I think that there's another vote to be had, and nothing in my vote today signals that I'm going to support future votes because I don't have enough public input as yet. But since the council as a whole obviously does intend to do it, I recognize that. And Mayor, I appreciate your partnership in that particular amendment about prepare proposed amendments and the knowledge that it's going to go through the Planning and State Sustainability Commission, which anybody who's been to any of their meetings recently can call that a robust public process for sure. So I appreciate that, and I'm pleased to be able to vote aye.
Hales.
You know, Commissioner Fritz and I were talking earlier today about the Police Bureau, and Commissioner Fish, you and Commissioner Salzman were reflecting on being out in the campaign process. And we in this room talked to really wise and thoughtful people who come from organizations like the ones we've heard from today who are directly engaged in city government. But the benefit of a campaign, which you're in now and which I was in 2 years ago, is that you get to talk to hundreds, thousands of Portlanders who are aware but not necessarily actively involved. And there are a couple of issues that I heard so much from them about. One was, we want you, the council, to rebuild the relationship of trust with the Police Bureau because of the tragedies that we've dealt with. And we were talking earlier, Amanda and I, about that, and we really are making progress. And in this case, I heard from thousands of citizens who said, we want you to use urban renewal the right way and not take such a big bite out of my tax bill for somewhat obscure purposes. And they may not know all these details that we're discussing, but they have that generalized understanding in both cases that there's a right way to do this. And I feel so good about the discussion that we've had on this issue, just as I feel good about the progress that we've made in the Police Bureau. Because each of us, in going out into the community, whether it's in a campaign or otherwise, can look our fellow citizens in the face and say, we have tuned this up and we're doing it the right way. And that has great power in the relationship that we have, the social contract that we have with the 600,000 people that we work for. And I think we'll find again and again, whether it's in this next couple weeks, blessedly now only 13 days and 2 hours or something of your campaign, but after, where people will say, oh, good, thank you. That's what I expect my city council to be doing. So I'm really proud of this work. Ed, you, another of the three short timers that we've heard from here today, we're sorry it's only going to be 6 more weeks, but we know you're going to enjoy getting some sleep. So thank you for your great work. Thank you all. Aye. And we are adjourned at last. Thank you. Thank you.